This is Focus West Michigan for Friday, March 20, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki with your local news. After the recent West Bloomfield Synagogue attack and rising church security concerns, hundreds have registered for Saturday's Ottawa County Church Safety Workshop. WGVU's Dee Morrison spoke with its organizer.
This is just one more step that we can take to build that relationship and give church leadership some practical things that they can use to try to keep their congregation safe.
Led by Captain Jake Sparks of the Investigative Services Division, the training at the Harvest Bible Spring Lake campus provides practical security strategies for attendees, from administrators to parishioners. A primary focus is civilian response to active shooter events.
We often think of active shooter events or, you know, someone with a firearm, but it could be any act of violence. That presentation will take the general public through what they can do if they're ever in a situation of active violence.
The workshop also encourages organizations to evaluate their physical surroundings, such as lighting, landscaping, and window placement.
We obviously don't want our churches or our schools to look like prisons, but there are simple steps that we can take to make our targets a little bit harder other than having them be soft targets.
Experts from the prosecutor's office will address concealed pistol laws within a place of worship and mandatory reporting responsibilities. Upcoming training sessions are listed under resources on the Ottawa County Sheriff's Office website. I'm Dee Morrison.
Attorneys for the family of a man shot and killed by a Grand Rapids police officer in February say they're still waiting for the Michigan State Police's investigation report, despite several local media outlets receiving Freedom of Information Act access. WGVU's David Limbaugh has more.
We don't have the report yet. Apparently, it was released yesterday to one of the news agencies, so I won't comment about that. But we do not have it yet.
Attorney Ven Johnson says his office filed a Freedom of Information request for the Michigan State Police's report on its investigation into the shooting death of 31-year-old Daquan Johnson by a Grand Rapids police officer on February 18th.
What we have is what the Michigan State Police and or the City of Grand Rapids, through its police department, have decided to give you.
Johnson is waiting for that report, along with autopsy and toxicology results, and all relevant body cam footage from the night of the incident before deciding on whether to file civil charges against GRPD.
I understand that the claim is that Daquan had a gun, that it was loaded, and there was one in the chamber. And what I want everybody to understand is there is zero law. There is no law anywhere in our country that because an individual has a gun and it's loaded means that they can be murdered.
In a statement to WGVU, a GRPD spokesperson wrote, quote, "We are committed to the integrity of the MSP investigative process and the Kent County Prosecutor's review," end quote. I'm David Limbaugh.
It's match day for Michigan State University medical students, the time when future physicians find out where they'll be sent to complete their professional training. WGVU's Dee Morrison reports.
At exactly noon, fourth-year students in MSU's College of Human Medicine in Grand Rapids tore open sealed envelopes to reveal their matches, the specific hospitals where they'll spend the next several years in residency.
Going to Mayo Clinic for my top specialty, physical medicine and rehabilitation, and I can't be more excited.
Nathan Hankerson says it's one of the biggest steps in a medical student's journey.
And all the stress of going through medical school, taking our exams, the sleepless nights, everything was well worth it for today.
Although students can be placed nationwide, community assistance Assistant Dean Dr. Matt Emery says the program encourages professionals to stay in the state.
51% of you will be staying here in Michigan. 11 of you will be in Grand Rapids. 13 in the kind of greater Grand Rapids metropolitan area and 15 in West Michigan.
Jacob Sharon is going to Trinity Health in Muskegon. Sharon, whose wife is already a resident at Corwell Health, managed the rigors of medical school while raising 18-month-old twin boys.
I grew up in West Michigan. I knew I wanted to serve West Michigan as a physician. So that's where my heart is.
Of the 53 students, 49% will specialize in primary care. I'm Dee Morrison.
A new coalition aims to arm the public and policymakers with the facts on data center impacts as the industry seeks out local communities for expansion. WGVU's David Limbaugh has the details.
Michigan for Responsible Data Centers seeks to promote collaboration and build trust.
We're striving to bring together a wide array of industry associations, utilities, infrastructure, research universities, and subject matter experts, including local leaders, to help inform this conversation.
Jim Holcomb is president and CEO of the Michigan Michigan Chamber of Commerce. It, along with five other cross-sector partners, support responsible data center development. The coalition admits there's a perception government, utilities, and corporations are not neutral messengers. President and CEO of Grand Rapids-based The Right Place, Randy Thalen, is promoting trusted third-party expertise to assist with eliminating confusion.
The companies behind these data centers must own that education process. They must reach further into the community, beyond the public hearing process and beyond the township board meetings, and go hold town hall meetings, open houses, and really help educate and build the trust within the communities.
There are 4,000 data centers nationwide, 70 in Michigan, with at least three more proposed for West Michigan communities. More information on the coalition can be found online at mifordatacenters.org. I'm David Limbaugh.
Coming up soon, WGVU's Scott Vanderwerf has the preview of this weekend's new films, but first, news from around the state. A state Senate committee held a hearing on Thursday on legislation to repeal the dormant ban on same-sex marriage in the Michigan Constitution. We have more from Rick Pluta.
The ban was approved by Michigan voters 20 years ago, and this resolution would put a question on the statewide ballot to allow voters to reconsider that decision. The amendment is inoperative under the 2015 U.S. Supreme Court decision that struck down same-sex marriage bans. But Jay Kaplan with the ACLU of Michigan says some justices have signaled interest in revisiting that decision.
And should there come a time where the U.S. Supreme Court reverses itself on the marriage equality decision, Michigan needs to be prepared for that.
Just as adopting the amendment required an election, repealing the same-sex marriage ban would require voter approval. It would take supermajority votes in the Senate and the House to get the question on the ballot. I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.
A bill to update Michigan's law against making terrorist threats is heading to the State House of Representatives after passing the Senate on Thursday. Colin Jackson has more.
The bill would require knowledge that speech would be seen as a threat or a reckless disregard for that possibility to be charged with making a terrorist threat. It comes months after state courts raised questions about the constitutionality of Michigan's current standard. Bill sponsor Democratic Senator Sue Schenck says the state needs to update its law against terrorist threats to protect its residents.
This is putting the teeth back in by making sure that the law conforms to the Constitution, conforms to the court decision, and these people need to be prosecuted, and this law will be a tool to do that.
This was among the bills some Jewish lawmakers called for passing after an attack on a Metro Detroit synagogue last week. I'm Colin Jackson in Lansing.
Focus West Michigan is brought to you by listeners like you. To support this show and everything we do here, visit WGVUnews.org and click the donate button. And for a weekly dose of news right to your inbox, sign up for the WGVU newsletter. Project Hail Mary is the new science fiction movie starring Ryan Gosling based on the best-selling novel by Andy Weir, the author of The Martian, that was adapted into a popular movie starring Matt Damon. WGVU Scott Vanderwerf and Zach Rigetti from Studio C talk about that movie and more.
Project Hail Mary. Zach, I think that this is not only going to be, I haven't seen it yet, I'm really looking forward to it, but I, from everything that I've heard about this film going back months, I think that not only is this going to be a big successful film for the year, but it's going to be one of the nominations for Best Picture a year from now. And I said that last week when we were talking about the Oscars. So what are you hearing about Project Hail Mary? I read the book by Andy Weir, who also wrote The Martian, and loved the book. But everything I've seen in terms of clips, all the clips that I've seen and everything I've read about it, this could be one of those situations where the movie ends up being even better than the book.
Oh, that makes me happy to hear that you're saying that. Yeah, I think, this is essentially, I think, obviously there's a lot of excitement around it. I feel like you're going to leave the theater excited. It's very, you'll feel heartwarming. It's a crowd pleaser. Like, it's a popcorn movie. Who doesn't love Ryan Gosling at this point? And also, Phil Lord and Chris Miller directed this film. They did the Lego movie, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. They've done a few other things as well, but just sort of their comedic tone, but also like heart, really contribute to, I think, this film. And I did get a chance to see this. So I think this is one of maybe Ryan Gosling's best performances of all time as well. I mean, the fact that, you know, for the sake of, you know, if you've read the book or not, you know, he is essentially alone in space for the most part of the film. And so it is just essentially him acting alone for pretty much most of the film. And so it really, you know, you just get to see him in his true form. And yeah, you know, I feel like I have not fully read the book. I'm only like halfway through. But like so far, I will say that, you know, as far as what I've seen and what I've read, I feel like the adaptation is going to be very well received.
Well, in terms of the character, and Ryan Gosling is a perfect choice for this. He's a hero who's the ultimate reluctant hero. He's a math teacher. He's somebody who just wants to teach kids. And he doesn't want to be a hero, and he's pulled into the situation where he has to save the world. He literally has to go and use his mathematical genius to pull something off, and it's Project Hail Mary. And he's reluctant. He doesn't want to do it. He's essentially, in the book at least, as I said, I haven't seen the movie, he's pulled in sort of kicking and screaming at first, and but then he thrives once he gets into the situation.
Yeah, and you know, like for also, I guess, just saying for the sake of people who maybe haven't read the book or seen a trailer, essentially, yeah, the sun is dying, but also every single star in the universe is also dying except for one. And so, yeah, Project Hail Mary is essentially sending a spacecraft all the way out to that sun, which is light years away. To essentially see what's up and if there's something there that can potentially save our son. And plus, you know, there's Rocky, who Rylan Grace, Ryan Gosling's character, meets along the way. And I think that's another piece to this that, like, not only is Rocky a character that's, like, lovable in the book but also in the film, but like if you have no idea what you're walking into, I think you're going to walk away like being Rocky's number one fan. I just think the character is amazing and everything is incredible.
And for myself, I'm a big science fiction fan, and I enjoy it. I enjoy science fiction, whether it's good or bad. That's how much a fan I am. But I am also let down a lot in terms of I'll enjoy something if it's not scientifically based. And sort of cut it some slack, being whether it's a TV show or a movie. But one of the things about this book and what I'm hearing about the movie is that it's grounded in science, even though it's science fiction. So it's using the imagination, and it's not necessarily something that we can accomplish. But it's at least grounded in science, and that's what the best science fiction is.
Yeah, and even The Martian, which again, same author, same, you know, it's also in the very, like, it's very, this movie's very Martian-y in the way, because it's the same author of the book, but like, in the way of like the science is explained, you know, like they are working through it and processing it as someone who knows, like, you know, the scientific process would. It's not just solving it immediately with brain, you know, just like, oh, I know the solution. It's like, well, let's do a little bit of trial and error. Let's figure this out and, you know, do some experiments. And so, yeah, that it makes it feel so more like just grounded in general than, you know, another sort of, you know, any sci-fi film.
Also opening is Ready or Not 2, Here I Come.
Yeah, this is the second of what I liked. This one just is like another popcorn film. Ready or Not, the first film, I absolutely like loved. It stars this character, Grace, who's just sort of, she is in the first film was getting ready to get married into a family, which was sort of like this entrepreneurial family of board game company, and so on the night before the wedding, you know, she draws a card and it's hide and seek, and so they're going to play hide and seek. But then she comes to find out that hide and seek means that they have to actually find her and kill her before the end of the night so that they can sacrifice her to whatever they've, you know, essentially sold their souls to. And if they don't, they all die, you know, by dawn. And so that's the first film, and it's just this, like, you know, crazy, bloody, gory, fun ride of a time. Well, they're back, and this time it's like Double or Nothing. Her sister's involved. She's now actually got to deal with sort of the wealthiest, most influential families on the earth. And it's a whole new game where they essentially now have to kill her or risk losing everything that they've built. And so it's, you know, the first one was 89% certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, 80% score on with the audience. And so I feel like this one is going to deliver exactly the same thing as the first one did. And so I'm very excited to sit and watch this.
There's also an animated film called Pout Pout Fish.
Yeah, it's based on the 2008 kids book, just the Pout Pout Fish. Nick Offerman is voicing the fish, but I'll just say that, like, it's one of those ones where it's like you hear the name and you're like, okay, yes, I think I remember reading this book, or, you know, if you have kids, you probably know it. My partner is a second grade teacher, and you know, like, they know this. They know this book. even our groups team has been getting lots of like conversation and inquiries about this film. So it's one of those ones where it's like, yeah, it's a great kids book, and it's just fun to see like things like that just get a big screen adaptation. So should be a good time.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Thanks, Scott.
This has been Focus West Michigan from WGVU for Friday, March 20, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki. Our audio operations manager is Rick Bierling, and our news and public affairs director is Patrick Center. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll be back with more news and events in West Michigan on Monday. Thanks for listening.